Losing favor. Do you ever feel so insecure about your relationship with Jesus that you doubt your acceptance in the kingdom? Would you believe me if I told you there is no one, not a human that ever existed, that has a better chance of entering into heaven than you? God looks out from heaven upon the human race to see if even one is wise, if even one seeks God. Every one of them is unclean, altogether corrupt. Not one of them does what is good, not a single one. Psalm 53, verses 3 and 4. No one. We are all corrupt. Sad, but true. We tend to look at our invisible stick to judge how close someone else is to God. Do they do more or less than we do? How successful do they appear to be? What a waste of time and production. I've seen the statement, imagine how much we could do if nobody worried about getting the credit. Think about that for a minute. Are you offended if no one thanks you or takes notice of what you have done? Do you seek approval of people to make you feel secure in your relationship with your Creator? Do you sometimes feel like you are pleasing God by trying to please so many people? Perhaps you are, or maybe you totally missed the one person He wanted you to help. The only requirement to join the everlasting family of God is to believe that Jesus truly is God's Son. He suffered on the cross, died, and rose to pay for your sin. And you have accepted Him as your Savior. For God so loved the world that He gave His only and unique Son, so that everyone who trusts in Him may have eternal life, instead of being utterly destroyed. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but rather so that through Him the world might be saved. Those who trust in Him are not judged. Those who do not trust have been judged already. John 3, verses 16 through 18. The moment you believe in your heart and say yes, it's a done deal, non-reversible and non-transferable. And there are no exclusions, not your greatest enemy, nor yourself on your worst day. All are welcome and all are wanted. However, you must accept for yourself. When you do, Jesus will open the door and welcome you in, no matter who judges you as unworthy. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose any of those He has given me, but should raise them up on the last day. John 6:39. Face this day with courage and the knowledge that victory is yours if you let the Spirit lead.